Oh, yeah, at podomaticbrian.podomatic.com. And it's amazing how many people are listening from around the world talking about sports again. And this time, actually, it's going to be about sports equipment. The price of hockey sticks is getting ridiculous. The price of running shoes, even. One blow to consumerism is happening now. Stefan Marbury has come out with a line of shoes. 2020 had a special on it. They compared them to the Nikes because nobody can believe it. He doesn't know why anybody pays more. His shoes are going to be $14.98 US. And apparently, they're pretty damn good shoes for the money, obviously. But they're pretty damn good shoes against the competition. That's the amazing part. The competition can sell shoes for over $100. His shoes are $14.98. I say it's a big blow to consumerism and all this. Got to have the latest, greatest thing no matter what they want to sell it for. $14.98. Gotta love it. It's about time one of these big stars paid big money, realized that he could do something good for everybody and certainly for his fan base. And kids are now going to be able to pick up running shoes at a reasonable price. And these running shoes are actually shoes that he uses. I've got some links on the site. It's just amazing. $14.98 US. They're not sold in Canada either, by the way, for Canadian listeners. They're called Starberry Shoes, starberry.com. And like I said, there's links. You got to check it out. Hopefully, this will pull into other sports and we'll be able to get product at an unbelievably reasonable price for a change. Hockey sticks, I thought, were up to $250, $300. And I hear from my son that the Reebok, which has holes in it, apparently, very interesting stick. Lots of people want to know about it. Darn things like was $800 and it's selling on sale for something like $350 some places. The interesting part about it was he said to me, Dad, he said, not interested. He says, I've heard from the local midget AAA team that many of the players have broken the stick a few times, and that apparently the captain of the Concordia team has also broken the stick. They're breaking a lot of them, kind of normal for the composite sticks, and it's a heck of a price to pay to find out Dick breaks. So I just thought I'd discuss a little bit. I've been on the net looking at this. I've talked to a lot of people, and I think the thing that makes most sense is actually what they're doing in the NHL. And you'll notice when there's a penalty kill, some of the guys will go over, come out with their wood stick, and they're back to wood. They don't want it to break on them. It's a little different 5-on-5. They'll be using a composite or even on a 4-on-5. And they're shorthanded. Guess what? Some of them are going to the wood. They don't want anything to break. So composites are great sticks. There's some amazing things they can do, but you also have to be able to use them. And I think most of the controversy is at what level you're at and whether you can handle the stick or not. I've talked to people who said even the best midget players can have trouble using the composite. They have younger kids. There's even people out there that are there was one quote from a referee on the internet who said, in a response to a young kid in Pee Wee who wanted to know what he should go with, and he said, well, if you're learning how to take a pass and things like that, you might want to stick with wooden stick as you want to be able to handle that puck. And it's a little harder with the composite sticks. They're stiff. They're hard sticks. Great for slap shots. Now, again, is the slap shot what you want to be using all the time? A lot of people, it's wrist shots. Again, people are talking about going with the wood because the wood stick is what's going to give you a little more control. I tend to agree. I think if you want to learn about hockey, the other thing about that is the curve. You don't want the curve to be too much, okay? For your backhand, especially picking up a pass or shooting backhand, you don't want to have too much curve on your stick. You want to start out, you want to learn fundamentals of stick handling and fundamentals of shooting that puck. You don't want to be using a $200-$300 composite stick just to figure that out. And as one of the other commenters on the internet said, which I thought was pretty smart, it's an expensive way to learn what kind of curve you like, because you want to learn that before you go and spend $300, that's for sure. So wood stick, composite stick, you'll probably hear more about it. One of the best things, though, that I did hear as a comparison, and I know a lot of kids out there don't golf, but a lot of the dads do and some of the moms do, and it's kind of like buying a Callaway, a $500 Callaway driver when you're just starting out. Great driver, does amazing things if you know what to do with it. But otherwise, you can pick up a driver under $100, under $50 sometimes, and just the weight and the feel of it's really nice for you, and it works for you, and it works just as good as a $500 one with kind of swing that we have. So same with the kids with their shot. They don't really need $300-$800 stick. That's just not going to help. The kids have to learn the basics first, and that's my advice on the stick. And also, I'd like to mention there's a few pink sticks out there. They still sell wood, and they're selling all the new composites. And I think the composites might be getting better. They also are sponsors of the pink hockey sticks, and they auction them at eBay Canada. It's for breast cancer awareness that they're using these pink sticks in-game. Rick Nash and a few other NHLers, and my hat's off to them. Anytime you can raise awareness for such a thing and raise money for such a thing, That's a great endeavor. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed hockey stick question. Have a nice week. PodomaticBrian.podomatic.com.